It's Playhouse 194, the number one hit music station. So let's say somebody walks into this room today, they're Joel D, and they say, hey, Happy Easter, I got a chocolate bunny for you. One of those good-sized, like, hollow chocolate bunnies. You know the type, right?
Right.
How are you eating that? Describe, imagine, close your eyes, unless you're driving. Joel D, close your eyes. Everybody else, keep their eyes open. You take the tin foil off there. You give them a little sniff, sniff. Smell that chocolate. You bite into it. What part of this rabbit's body are you eating? Are we talking feet, ears, stomach, face?
I mean, probably, I'm going ear at least. Probably, I'm thinking right ear.
Okay, right ear specifically?
Yeah, specifically right side of the top ear.
Okay, so I don't want to freak you out, but there's a way that you could eat your Easter bunny that is so abnormal that it's considered to be a tendency of what can only be described as a psychopath.
Oh, gosh.
Do you think that you are one of these people?
I don't know. I feel like, no, I'm not going to say exactly what I want to say, because if you started on the bottom end, that might be a little different. We could probably throw some speculations out there, but if you start at the ears, not so much.
Well, a study utilized online research asked a whole bunch of people how they eat their bunny, and they determined that bunny eating habits of over 30,000 people, there are some commonalities, and there is a typical way that most of us just dive into that bunny. And here's the good news. You're among the normals.
Okay.
The ears first method is by far what most people do. By far and away, most people eat those ears first. The weirder things, only 4% of people start at the feet. Only 4% of people start at the feet. And about 1%, these are the people they say are the real weirdos you got to watch out for, do what is being described as the corn on the cob.
The corn on the cob?
Where they're flipping it to its side. And they're starting at its belly or its butt.
Right.
So if you're doing the ears, you're totally normal. If you're doing the feet, you're a weirdo. You might be straight up crazy. And I don't want to say you're Bundy, but you might be a Bundy. Maybe a Dahmer if you're eating its stomach first.
Who does that, though? Who would actually grab it from that way? I mean, I would probably break a piece off and see what happens. That makes sense. But if you start non in the middle of the belly of the bunny or to the back end of the bunny, you might be a little crazy.
If you're corn on the cob on this bunny, I'm a little concerned that you've done that to a real rabbit before. Just something 100%, weird.
Yeah, you definitely lived in the woods at some point.
Absolutely done this. That just maybe a quick informal Playhouse poll. Just want to make sure we're all what I think we are here, and that is relatively sane. You notice I said relatively. How to eat your bunny. 237 hits tanks 35-270. I'm also an ears first person. I was also an ears first person before reading the study.
I was too. Yeah, like you already knew it, but you're like, oh gosh.
Still am.
You have to go that route. It doesn't make any sense. There are certain different ones, though, that might, like if the shape of it has like little feet that stick out. But I know exactly what chocolate bunny you're talking about, that large hollow one. But yeah, if you're eating it corn on the cob style, that's weird. That's now, weird, people.
She's not here to defend herself because she's on vacation this week. But let's be honest, we all know that Amy Kay seems the type that would corn on the cob with chocolate bunny.
She's corn on the cob and the chocolate bunny for sure.
You don't believe me? I will save one, leave it here for her Monday morning, and film it.
And just watch. Don't
see
say anything.
Happens.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just, hey, I saved a bunny for you. Happy Easter. Didn't get to see you last week. And we'll see how she eats this bunny.
And she'll be so happy, too, and just enjoying her bunny. And we'll just be jaw-dropping going, yep, we knew it. We called
it. We knew. How you eat that bunny?
I start with the ears, mm-hmm. but I've yet to meet a chocolate bunny that I could not finish the whole thing in one sitting.
What?
So you might start from the ears, but you end in at them toes. That's okay.
I eat the whole bunny if I can. But I'll start with the ears because they're never hollow.
What side are you starting on that bunny? 237 to the Playhouse. It's Mood 194. It's Playhouse 194. So if you eat your chocolate bunny a certain way, they say you might be abnormal. You might be a little bit, I don't want to say crazy, but the story, it literally says crazy, and it's from the internet, so you know it's true. And what they found when they surveyed a whole bunch of people is that most of us start at the ears. Only 4% of people start at the feet, the toes. And the one percenters, when it comes to chocolate bunnies, chocolate Easter bunnies, these are the people you watch out for because they start like in the middle, almost like it's a piece of corn on the cob. They just bite its stomach or something first or its butt. If you're that person, know that you are in the minority. Most people are not eating their chocolate bunny that way. It seems like it would be messy and it would like fall, you'd end up with halves. It would fall apart.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. I was trying to think. The only thing that I do eat backwards is probably like Easter Bunny Peeps. Sometimes I eat the ears, but sometimes I do go for the little body, you know, because it's a body, head, ears. So sometimes I do go to the body, but that's not corn on the cob being the chocolate Easter Bunny.
Now, are most people that, as far as text goes, saying that they're ears first people? Are we dominantly that?
Yeah, most people are saying they start with the ears. Somebody says ears first, and it has to be dipped in peanut butter. And then somebody else saying, I'd like to, here's the one random person too. I like to dive right into the body of the bunny, starting with one giant bite. So we do have somebody, but they don't nibble it. They're giant biting into the body. And then somebody else, speaking of nibbling, says, nibbling strategy for me, but I always start with the ears.
How are you eating that bunny? Where do you start?
The tail.
Follow-up question. Are you a crazy person?
That laugh, though.
I don't know. It's fluffy. It sticks out, you know. It just looks appetizing. That's the part I eat first.
Okay, so you are our resident loon, I guess. Thank you. Now, I don't think most people would probably tend to agree that how you eat a rabbit probably doesn't say a ton about you. But it is interesting to know that you are such a rarity, most people aren't eating it that way.
Yeah, 100%. There's a couple others trickling in just saying the ears first approach. You got to go with the ears first. I mean, sometimes, like I said, with the Easter Peeps, I'll start with the body. But like with the last caller there, you're going with that Easter poofy tail and just eating that first.
Now, that's a whole different story. You're weird for just liking Peeps. So.